very important story that our reporter Nicola Weir is bringing us this morning. What would you do if you were told you had months to live? That's what's facing a 26-year-old Coal Island woman who was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer this time last year. It was initially thought Shannon Whitehouse had muscle strain, but after a lump appeared on her hip, she was given the news that it was Ewing's sarcoma. It's a cancer that affects the bone and soft tissue and is more commonly seen in children. After 7 months of chemotherapy and 42 rounds of radiotherapy, 2 weeks ago, Shannon was given the devastating news that the treatment has not worked. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, went to meet Shannon at her home and began by asking her how she coped with being told she had cancer.
It was a complete shock. Even though I had a bit of an inkling, it was still a shock to the system. And it was more so I had my mummy in the room with me and just seeing her so upset. And the nurse who was in the room with the doctor, she was upset as well. But it's more everybody around me, how it affects the family. Yeah.
And did you feel like you had to stay strong in that moment because of what was happening around you?
No, not at all. I have a very close family and we're very open with each other. And if I want to break down and cry, I will. But I'm just the type of person I would cry, have my wee moment and then pick myself up again.
How did the chemotherapy affect you? It can leave you really, really ill.
Yeah, well, I was very ill in between times. I would get home for a couple of days and then the sore mouth, my mouth would break down. And then that would start off a temperature and I ended up with neutropenic sepsis 5 times. So yeah. When that happens, you're put into hospital in isolation and you're on antibiotics. And yeah, I wasn't able to really speak or eat, and a lot of pain and the sickness and tiredness. But then I'd have my good days after that and try to be as normal as possible out and about. But once the chemo was finished, towards the end of the chemo, I started radiotherapy as well. And I had 42 sessions of it, and it finished 2 weeks before Christmas. The initial tumour was in the hip, but then it spread to my pelvis and there was a spot in my other hip. And then they'd also seen a couple of spots in my lungs and my ribs and then my shoulder as well.
What has happened since Christmas?
So before Christmas, I started to feel pain again in my hip. And I hadn't felt the pain from I started chemo. It took away the pain. And I had a bit of a feeling that something was wrong, but everyone was telling me no, it's just because I've had so much treatment, that's just side effects of the chemo and radio taking its toll. But then I had a scan after Christmas, it was in January, and yeah, within a week I was meeting my doctors in Belfast.
What did they tell you?
That the treatment hasn't been successful. The tumour in my hip has come back and it's very aggressive, and that it's now incurable. They've offered they can do like a clinical trial of this new type of chemo, but it would only be to try to contain it. But even that's not guaranteed. But they won't be able to cure me, and they said that it would be months, not years.
I mean, I just can't even begin to process that. So how do you face something like that?
Yeah, On one hand, I was sort of expecting bad news, and I had seen whenever we were in the waiting room before the meeting, my specialist nurse, Susan, she's an absolute star. She came out and got us, brought me and my mummy in, and I just knew by her, because she's normally really upbeat and bubbly, and the first thing she says to me was, "Are you in a lot of pain?" And I just knew. But even though I was sort of expecting it, nobody wants to have your worst fears confirmed, and yeah, especially when you're 26 and you're looking at everybody around you and they're all getting married, having babies and buying houses and knowing you're never going to have any of those milestones. But there's always somebody worse off, though.
But how do you come to terms with that?
I don't know in myself. I think because I just have such an amazing support system and everybody has been so kind, and I've just, even in my short 26 years, I've had a better life than most people. I've had the best life than anybody could ever ask for. And I think that's what's got me through, really.
It seems to me that you've accepted it, but in a way, you must be angry. Or do you feel anger?
Well, throughout the past year, I would have had moments where I would think, why me? What did I do to deserve this? Like, I'm not an angel, not perfect, but I'm not bad either. But there's children who are born with it too, and they're completely innocent. So I can't think I'm anything special either. But no, I think there's not no point in getting angry about it because it's out of my hands. It's not in my control. So why waste what precious time I have getting upset?
What do you want to do with, as you say, those months?
Yeah. But yeah, everybody keeps asking me what I want to do and like, do I want to go on holidays or do this and do that? And I just want to be at home. I spent most of last year in hospital and I just want to be at home surrounded by my loved ones, just making the most of silly, like, everyday things. Even just wee trips away, city breaks. Love to go to Paris again. Eat as much as I can. But yeah, it's just spending time here, family, like we family games nights and ordering in, eating pizza, being a slob around the house. Just silly things, yeah.
And you say that you're being offered at least a trial of...
Yes. I'm actually meeting with my oncologist tomorrow. I have to decide whether or not I want to take it. Cause they're not pressuring me. They said it's entirely up to myself because up or down, it's not going to change the outcome. So, yeah, I have a big decision to make. I don't know. On one hand, I think maybe I take all the chances you can get. There's still that wee bit of hope. But I've just, my eyebrows and eyelashes and all have came back and I feel more like myself now. I don't want to lose it all again. So like, when the time comes, I want to be able to look in the mirror and feel like me, know what's me. And I don't know. Looking back, I have no regrets. I have been through some hard times. I was never a lover of school or anything like that. And I would have had a bit of depression in my younger days. But no, looking back, I have no regrets because all those experiences, good and bad, they've all made me who I am today. Like, people complain about stupid things. Like, I don't want to go to work in the morning and I don't want to go to this and that or do this. But be grateful you have that option because a lot of people don't. And if you are unhappy in a certain situation, then do something about it. Life's short, so do what you want.
Well, that's a very powerful report by Nicola Weir. Shannon says that it is her wish in the time she has left to raise as much money as possible for a local charity, the Boom Foundation. It's the only charity in Northern Ireland dedicated to supporting patients suffering from sarcoma. And she says you can just Google Boom Foundation to find out more.